interesting. You know, we just scour the internet to try and find the unique things to share with you. Things like this. And this was a survey done by Kelly Blue Book, who knows a lot about used cars and you know, things like that.
Sure.
So it turns out over half of us do things to make our car uniquely us. And some of the most popular things are, the most popular is custom seat covers.
Oh.
Which.
You have nice ones.
I have them on both my pickup and our SUV. And I can tell you this, they're not cheap.
I rode with Rick one day. I was like, these are nice.
Is it my pickup?
No, it was the Sarah.
The SUV. Well, yeah, ordered those because the driver's seat was starting to show some wear. And I thought, I don't want any more of that. And if you order the right ones, I bought like legit sheepskin seat covers for my pickup, which were crazy expensive. But I had them on my old pickup and they were on there for almost 20 years.
Oh, wow. No, that's a long time.
They wear like iron. I mean,
that's an investment.
It's real sheepskin, but and you pay dearly for it, but they last forever. So that's the number one thing we do. We would get these custom seat covers. And like I said, they'll run $300 to $500, $600, but they're all custom made to fit the seat of your particular vehicle. Right. Window stickers are a big one.
Okay.
Sure. Those are back. In fact, we started making KTTS window stickers again.
They're not stickers. They're clings. And that is what makes the difference because you can take them off.
You can take them off.
Yes.
And reuse them.
Kids, all the stuff.
They're a big deal. We're guilty of that too. We go to some national park on vacation or something. They got the cool sticker. You got to grab some.
Got to get some.
Slap those on the back window or whatever. And then the custom vinyl stuff. I thought this was all done by dealerships. No. Oh,
like the stickers on the outside of the vehicle?
Yes. The designs, the patterns, maybe you're an ocean fan and you've got ocean waves that go down the side of your car or whatever.
You know what I saw yesterday? And I hope you guys are listening. It was an SUV van and it had a big dent in the bottom bumper. And in that dent was Wile E. Coyote from the Roadrunner and Coyote. And it was like, oh no, what happened here? There's a sticker right in that big old dent.
That's great.
lean into the dent.
But stuff like that, and we've all seen this when you're driving around. It's a big thing now that guys put flags on their tailgates of their pickups.
Sure.
Which I can't imagine tackling one that big, and they look cool.
Big flags. I also saw, because we have talked earlier about emptying out the dip in your dash and the dip in your door, filling it with dirt and putting succulents in there.
Yes,
we saw pictures of people doing that. I was walking my dog down the street and there was a car parked and they had little plants, little pot plants, pots, not pot plants. Yeah,
well, that's legal now.
Pots glued to their dash and then little succulents in the little pots.
On the dash.
Right hand of Jesus, I'm telling you what. I was laughing so hard, and I didn't have my phone, or I would have a picture.
Well, I like the idea of the pot plant.
Stop it. Oh, goodness.
We need to trim them. I can't see where I'm going.
8321000.
What makes yours uniquely yours?